Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
After 22 years, IBC 13 staff get retirement pay. Update: after 22 years and 28 management teams, 145 employees of the Intercontinental Broadcasting Corporation, IBC 13, finally received their retirement pay from the state-run media corporation, Malakanang said Saturday. Presidential Communications Secretary Kaloy Garofal said it was only in the administration of President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. that the much-awaited retirement pay was released to the IBC workers. At least 25 of the retirees have passed away before they could enjoy the fruits of their lives' work. It took 22 years and 28 management teams before the payment was given under the Marcos administration, Garofal said. IBC 13, along with government-owned media companies, People's Television Network and the Presidential Broadcast Service Bureau of Broadcast Services, form the media arm of the Presidential Communication Office, PCO, led by Garofal. In her speech during the awarding ceremony on Friday, Garofal said settling the claims of the IBC retirees was one of the marching orders of President Marcos. The president gave the instruction to help resolve their claims, as addressing the welfare of media workers is one of the cornerstones of his administration and of the PCO, Garofal said. So it is a great honor for me to be able to be part of this much-awaited and much-deserved awarding of benefits to our colleagues in the media, she added. For his part, IBC 13 President and Chief Executive Officer Jimmy Policarpio said the development benefited around 200 families. Most of the remaining retirees are on maintenance medicines or face a host of medical problems, while some are gravely ill, Policarpio said. Policarpio thanked the government of President Marcos for providing the environment that helped facilitate the release of the retirement pay. He also extended gratitude to the Senate, especially its President Juan Miguel Zubiri and Senators Aquilino Pimentel III, Jingoy Estrada and J.V. Ejercito, who sponsored the bill to make the payment possible. The IBC 13 management also thanked Speaker Martin Romualdez, Finance Secretary Ralph Recto, Budget Secretary Amina Panganiban, and the Governance Council for Government-Owned and Controlled Corporations headed by Chairman Marius Corpus. In the spirit of thanksgiving, they can now look forward to enjoying their waning years with dignity and pride in having served God, country and people, the IBC 13 management had said. Established in 1960, IBC 13 started as a private company known then as the Inter-Island Broadcasting Corporation, but it wasn't until the martial law years that it reached its peak after it was acquired in 1975 by the Benedicto Group of Companies of the late Marcos crony Roberto Benedicto, who set up IBC 13 as it is known today. IBC 13 became the number one television station from 1977 to 1988, broadcasting various programs considered for its time to be socially relevant, entertaining, informative and commercially viable. After the fall of the Marcos regime, the Presidential Commission on Good Government, PCGG, tasked to recover the ill-gotten wealth of the Marcoses and their cronies, sequestered the TV station. In 1992, the company became wholly owned by the state following a compromise between the PCGG and Benedicto. In July 2000, IBC 13 was granted a 25-year franchise. In 2010, IBC 13 operated under the control of the Presidential Communications Operations Office, later reorganized and renamed as the Presidential Communications Office under the Marcos administration.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.